Happy Thursday, friends. Welcome to the week after an historic Fed rate cut. And everybody is happy about this. If you've noticed, if you've been keeping up with things, the stock market went up after that. They hit record highs for both the Standard & Poor and the Dow, which is something that we would expect because typically with Fed rate cuts, what happens, businesses get poised to make more money with that. They're paying less in interest, which is a cost of doing business to them. So having these rate cuts, it also gives them the chance to expand. They can borrow money if they need to. They can work their debt portfolio to give them room to grow and increase their profits. And when that happens, stocks go up. You might also have noticed that consumer confidence is up too. Consumer sentiment is up. And when that happens, it's usually accompanied by increased spending, which would sound maybe like it's a bad thing considering inflation, but it's really not, because when they spend, especially on durable goods, then that's a good sign for the economy. It shows that people are confident. They feel like we're in a good place. And durable goods, for those who may not know the term or be familiar with it, these are goods that are designed to last at least 3 years or more. So we're talking about homes, cars, those types of things, appliances and that. And definitely those things cost more. So when consumers spend more on those, then that shows they feel very comfortable with the way the economy is going. Now, another thing with that is that a lot of times they do finance all or part of those purchases, and they're more likely to do that when interest rates are low, because if interest rates are high, that's adding to the cost of the item. And we don't want that. We don't want to pay more than we have to. So a lot of people, there's some negative Nellies out there who have said that this is an indicator that the Fed is worried about the economy, but I think that's not true. I think we should take Powell at his word when Jerome Powell said, the economy is in a great place and these cuts are designed to keep it that way. So that's the policy I'm following. Tomorrow's Friday, and I hope you use your common sense and believe that as well.
You don't have the votes.
You don't have the votes. You're gonna need congressional approval, and you don't have the votes.
Such a blunder. Sometimes it makes me wonder why I even bring the thunder.
Why he even brings the thunder?
You want to pull yourself together? I'm sorry, these Virginians are birds of a feather.
Young man, I'm from Virginia, so watch your mouth.
So we let Congress get held hostage by the South?
You need the votes.
No, we need bold strokes. We need this plan.
No, you need to convince more folks.
Well, James Madison won't talk to me. That's a non-starter.
Winning was easy, young man. Governing's hard.
They're being intransigent.
You have to find a compromise.
But they don't have a plan. They just hate mine.
Convince them otherwise.
And what happens if I don't get congressional approval?
I imagine they'll call for your removal.
Sir.
Figure it out, Alexander. That's an order from your commander.